All right, good evening. Going live. Another episode of The Truth, Unscripted. Every time I'm about to hit go live on this, there's a split second when I think, you're not prepared enough. You didn't make enough notes. What are you going to talk about? What if you say the wrong thing? What if, all of these what ifs. And then I remember, that's why I'm doing this. You know, for myself to recognize that if I was to say anything out loud in a live stream like this, that I would be embarrassed about or that I would regret afterwards, I have to question, how am I showing up every single day that causes me to then go live and say something that I'm not aligned with? Because that's where the truth lies, is that if I can say out loud something that would have me question myself, I have to look at that in how am I showing up. So yeah, I just thought I would say that out loud as I begin here. But I know what I want to talk about here tonight. And before I do that, I want to just mention too that each and every one of these lives that I'm doing, I don't know how long they're going to be. Some of them have been like 6 minutes. Others have been like, I think the longest one was like 21 minutes. But I've already downloaded all of those lives. And I started to create cover art for them for YouTube and for my podcast. And then I've post-produced, edited, like put a little intro at the start and an outro at the end for my podcast, exported it in audio format and video format, and they will all be going on my podcast here very, very soon. And I'm going to get myself out of the way of that process as well, because as I do this, I document what I'm doing, and then I hand it off to one of many virtual assistants that I have that have different skill sets. In some cases, it's design. In other cases, it's video editing. In other cases, it's just data entry or getting all the assets published on all the platforms, on Buzzsprout, on YouTube, on my website, social posts created, social content created, all of that kind of stuff. I've actually, in the last 2 years, built a product, or I productized a process that I call the Amplify Impact Machine, which is essentially, how can you just show up and talk, whether it's on a meeting with a client or a live stream like this, and create content that can be repurposed, that can be chopped up, that can be post-produced and edited and distributed on multiple platforms so that you can increase the attention and the awareness that you can create for what it is you do, who you're here to serve, and ultimately either attract and or enroll people into the thing that you sell and the transformation that you can create in your business, whether it's a product or a service. And that is the theme of what I want to talk about here tonight, is this is one of my gifts. And this isn't something that I just started. You know, I've been in this space now since 2003. I shouldn't say in this space, but I've been working beyond my university years since 2003. I went into a sales job, started an entrepreneurial venture in like 2006 called One Website, which is a website development company. We did okay with that. At the end of the day, we ultimately like broke even when we finally sold that business, but we didn't really make a lot of money. We just kind of, you know, learned a lot of lessons and made just enough to survive. And then I went back to a job for a little bit, and that lasted about a year. And then I leaped straight back into entrepreneurship. And at that time, like in 2009, I didn't really have a clue what my business was. I just knew that I needed change in my life. And in 2009, that was when I hit the road and took advantage of some amazing opportunities that I had at the time to work in the sports industry with the Calgary Stampeders, in fact, and just started to go down that path of like exploring social media, exploring digital marketing, diving headfirst into the sports world. And then over the last, you know, since 2009, so like last 14 years, I've created courses on how to leverage LinkedIn as a lead generation and a personal branding tool. I had over 26,000 people purchase memberships to that and go through my trainings. I have trainings inside of other people's courses still to this day. I have people that reach out to me and say, hey, I saw your training inside of Lewis Howes's School of Greatness Inner Circle, or in Scott Oldford's Modern Business Academy. Those are the two main ones where I know I still have trainings in there, and I have people that reach out to me all the time. And of course, I built an agency and sold that agency, exited from it, and then went and built something else, you know, which is what I'm referring to, which is that Amplify Impact Machine. And then, of course, in the last couple of years, there's been a number of different things, from launching the Source Collective to now doing the Extremely Conscious movements and all of the pieces of that, the retreats, the Inner Circle that we're going to be starting officially on the 15th of this month, and then do a bunch of onboarding and one-on-ones and have people just go through some of the practices to kind of get us all on the same page. And then we're going to officially start the first week of February. But I guess what I'm saying is that this is a gift that I have because of decades of experience. And I've navigated lots of different aspects of it, from speaking to coaching and consulting to building agencies, selling agencies, being a part of executive teams, exiting from those, reinventing myself, all of those things. And I know how much value I can bring to the table on that. And this is one of the things that I will contribute to the people that are in the Inner Circle. And every single guy, which we have about a half a dozen guys that are committed to coming into the Inner Circle so far, and of course, we're limiting it to 20 people, so there's still space. But each one of these guys that are coming in, I look at them from a surface level because I know most of them, but not at a deep level in some cases. But I see areas of their life where I'm thinking, man, that person's excelling there. I want to learn from them. And I want to deploy my expertise and my gifts on their business and their dreams and their ventures and that type of thing. And that's really exciting because that's something that I've always wanted to do, especially in the last couple of years where I've really transitioned what I do to be more aligned with the life that I want to live. And I'm going to speak about that a little bit here today because it's kind of funny because my family always asks me, and I do get people that ask me all the time. In fact, whenever I run into people here that are on vacation and they're from Canada and they say, oh, where are you from? And I'm like, well, we live around the corner, but we're originally from Kelowna in British Columbia in Canada. And they're like, oh, amazing. Wow. What do you do for work? I said, well, we work for ourselves. We work online. I host men's retreats. We have an Inner Circle. And they're like, oh, that's incredible. Oh, I wish I could do that. And I know whenever I've been interviewed on podcasts and stuff, we kind of joke around about it of, you know, as soon as you say, I wish I could do that, I have to kind of chuckle a little bit because I think, well, why can't you do that? Nobody gave me a ticket that said, here's the ticket to Costa Rica in 2023, follow the roadmap. Like I had to dive in. I had to go find my mentors. I had to make mistakes. I had to see where I was out of alignment with who I said I wanted to be and how I was actually showing up. And then I had to move confidently in a direction when, quite frankly, most of the time, I don't know what's going to work. I just go based on what history has told me. And then now more so than ever, I trust my intuition. Like even in how Mike and I have co-created the Extremely Conscious Man movement and the retreat, the first retreat that we did, and now this Inner Circle and everything, you know, we're leveraging our own previous experience. Like I've been contributing my two decades of expertise in sales and marketing and digital marketing. And Mike's been bringing to the table his experience in sales, but also where he's really leaned in to the spiritual side of things and breath work and, you know, conscious parenting. And, you know, I'm so grateful. That's one of the things that I constantly remind Mike about is that, you know, don't forget, man, like one of the things I admire about you is that you are always thinking about how you can support other people on a very granular level. Like this book right here, for example, The Artist's Way, you can see it's the one that I'm reading right now, but gifted to me by Mike Prince right there. You know, and basically it says, hey, what an amazing journey we've been on so far. This one's on my list to read. I think you'll get a lot of value out of it too. Here's to rising together and many more years of birthday celebrations. Man, Mike, your handwriting's almost as bad as mine. But I guess what I'm saying though is that, you know, I'll bring my gifts to the table. Mike will bring his gifts to the table. We expect the other guys in the inner circle to bring their gifts as well, and then to receive the gifts that we have. And this is the gift, one of the gifts that I have to contribute. So when people ask me, you know, what do I do? I mention all of those things that I just did, which is, you know, well, I host men's retreats, I have an inner circle, I do digital marketing, I do online sales. Like I try to describe it in a way where people will be like, oh yeah, I think I kind of know what that is. But here's how I position myself as it relates to my day-to-day from a work standpoint where I have a handful of clients. I am a fractional chief growth officer. And that is a term that I don't think a lot of people use, but it's a term that I aligned with, even though it wasn't very popular about a year ago, not even a year ago, but you know, the term fractional chief marketing officer or fractional chief financial officer does make sense to people because they know that term in the corporate world, in the C-suite. What a chief growth officer does though, is they support the business owner, the visionary of the company, to be able to grow in all aspects, to grow their marketing from a lead generation perspective and an awareness perspective and a content creation and attraction perspective, to grow the revenues, of course, because marketing is only as good as it converts into sales and direct revenue coming in. And of course, profitability, because it's one thing to sell a whole bunch, but if you're not profitable, then you just created yourself a job as an entrepreneur. And I've been there before. I've had $80,000 months where my expenses were 80 grand. So what? I have $1 million business, but it's not profitable. So I made shifts along the way, but it's another key distinction in what I do as a fractional chief growth officer, is to not just look at how do we sell more, but how do we sell the right things to the right people for the right price so that there's profit in it, so that we can continue to grow and we can continue to add value and create abundance for everybody. That's what it is. But there's a third arm to that as well, which is the growth of the human, the growth of the people that I choose to work with. And when I say I also mean my wife, Sharmila, too, because we do this together. Now, some people that we work with, I spend a lot more time with them and she spends a lot more time with other people, and then we kind of mix between. But ultimately, the growth of the human side is we can strategize and tactic our way to marketing and sales strategies that will work. But if the visionary founder, CEO, whatever you want to call it, the owner, the entrepreneur, isn't prepared to grow as the business grows, meaning knowing when to remove themselves from certain things, knowing when to trust other people and themselves, leaning into the uncomfortable conversations, both with others and themselves, then this whole thing doesn't work. It just doesn't work. So it has to be all aspects of that, which is why I refer to myself as a chief growth officer. Because that's where I'm passionate too. This is the thing that I always desired when I was in the jobs and I was just doing sales. Well, I could grind my way to sales. I could go and, you know, create lead opportunities and set up tracking sheets and have projections and go and hit my numbers and do the number of dials. But if I didn't feel the alignment with it, if I didn't feel the motivation that wasn't just from a money perspective, I lost interest and then I would go off and do something else. And the people that I work with and the companies that I have worked with in the past, they're change makers. Like they're people that are creating not only big businesses, but they are creating businesses that create real impact in this world. And I've yet to write some of these case studies, but I'm going to start doing it here in the next couple of weeks. But one of them in particular is a buddy of mine from a long time ago. His name is Jeremy Lang, and he started a company called Pila. it was Pilates at the time in like the late 2000s. And I remember when we were having conversations then, and I was kind of just getting into my website, digital marketing space. And we'd have these great conversations, and I would just like keep encouraging him, saying like, man, this sounds awesome. Like, I know people are doubting you, and I know that you're working your job and trying to do this on the weekends and the evenings, and you and your wife are sitting down and handwriting notes to people as they buy a $20 case. Like, you're canceling your holidays to be able to do that. But it was inspiring as shit. Like, I loved being a part of that. And both me and Sharmila were a part of that right at the very start. We helped him build his first website. We helped him design the first logo. We helped him with the animated video that was just explaining the business and the mission behind it, to be able to eliminate plastic in the world by replacing it with this biopolymer mixed with flax chive concoction. Starting with phone cases and then eventually moving on to sunglasses. And then now many people know of that brand from one of the products that they've now created, which I haven't been involved in any of this, but this is the evolution of the business, is that, you know, they went on to create the Lomi, which the Lomi is a countertop food composter. So you put all your food scraps in there, like your banana peels and whatever else. And I forget how long it takes, but it's not very long, like maybe a day or even 6 or 8 hours or something, but it turns it into soil that you can actually put in your plants and it doesn't have a smell. Like, that's mind blowing. It's incredible what a big vision, motivated people and smart people and technology can create when you give it enough time and enough support to be able to push forward those people, the dreamers, the people that everybody says is crazy, because they are the ones that go and change the world. And that's who I work with. And that wasn't necessarily who I was working with leading up to us coming into Costa Rica. And then what happened was I ended up losing a couple of clients that I was working with at the time. And then I had something that I was working on that just didn't feel aligned in the way that it was packaged and positioned. So we left that behind. And all of a sudden now I was sitting like, man, my income just got cut. What do I do? Do I go out and just try and find another client, whoever will pay me, whatever, because I'm feeling this kind of internal quarrel of, man, we just moved to Costa Rica. I just dropped my income. I better go figure this out. Or do I finally start aligning with the person that I know I'm here to be and who I'm here to serve? And that is ultimately the direction that I went. And it's had me have to sit in some very uncomfortable moments and just situations even over the last like 3-4 months, where I had to just continuously trust myself. Like, I am this person. We are these people. This is the company to do this. This is our mission. You know, we have right on the website, your big ideas are not crazy. In fact, we only work with people that are crazy enough to think that they can change the world and are committed to showing up and believe in unlimited possibilities. Something like that. It doesn't say that exactly on the website, but that's essentially what we're saying. And I can't disclose some of the details of the people that I work with right now and who we're about to start working with right now. But as soon as I put that out a month ago, and all I did was just put one post up, but then I started to just continuously talk about this and reach out to people where I thought, that person, I want to serve that person and bring my gifts to them and watch things grow, knowing that they are a visionary, knowing that they do have a deeper desire to grow a business aside from making money or figuring out an exit strategy. Like, they want to create change. And they do want to be highly profitable because they know that the more profitable that they are, the more they can give back. It's true abundance. And that's how I believe the world should work. It shouldn't be a handout society, like a socialist type society where, you know, the rich help support the poor. It should be a situation where if you bring value to the world, you should be rewarded for that. And we're seeing that starting to happen more and more, especially with technology. Like, if you are talented now, like you're an artist, you're a singer, you're a songwriter, you're a musician, you have every opportunity to go and create everything you could possibly imagine. And now you're still working against the machine a little bit, You're working against the big labels and all the money that they have and the mainstream media and how people push out things. But, you know, Taylor Swift as an example, and that's, it's a bad example because she already has this like history of building a name for herself and being under labels and stuff. But I heard something the other day that she sold more vinyl records because her latest album came out on vinyl, maybe even only on vinyl. And she sold more, or the most amount of vinyl records since like 1985 or something like that. The last time there was this many vinyl records that were sold. It's crazy. But that's because she's built this brand. She's shown up and she's had stumbles along the way and whatnot. But at the end of the day, the core of who she is has maintained this fan base that sticks with her through thick and thin. And she's worked towards being somebody that contributes value to the world. And those are the kind of people that I amplify with my gifts, with all the things that not only I do and have experienced for the last 15, 20 years, but also in the systems and the tools and the teams that I've built. Like this whole Amplify Impact machine that I have, it is truly a machine. It's not only workflows and standard operating procedures to be able to take content like this and download it and turn it into a podcast and get it up on a YouTube channel and chop it into a bunch of pieces and create 9x16 reels and get it on Instagram and put it on TikTok and you know, create one by ones that go on LinkedIn and create quote graphics and all of these things. But I've also built a team around me because some of those things you can certainly, you know, amplify or just accelerate with software. But in some cases, you still need human beings there to quality assure all of the stuff that's getting published, to make sure that the tools that are being used don't break, because they still do. It's just a reality. But this is what I do. So that was my best way to explain, like, what do I do? What gifts do I bring to the table? And the other thing that I'll mention about this is, like, I have it transparently on that website. I and we, me and Sharmila, because we collaborate on these, charge $5,000 a month US to be able to do that with a company and a founder, a visionary. And that's for the first 3 months, because we know that even with very well-established relationships, even friendships in some cases, to come straight into an opportunity and to pitch our services at the rates that we do and then ask for a profit share and or an equity position in that company, it's too soon. It's kind of like walking into the bar and proposing to the first girl that you see, right? You got to show up. You got to show you got some dance moves. You got to buy a drink or two. You got to help them get home safe. I'm really working the bar analogy here, but you get what I'm saying. But essentially how it works, without going into all of the details of the numbers of like how much time we put in, because it's different for every single person that we work with. In some cases, like, you know, we really go hard in the start because there's a transition happening. For example, if it's an established existing business that's already running and now I'm me and Char and our team are going to take things over, we got to ramp things up. We don't got a month to do it. Like, we got to do it right then. In other cases, it's a slower ramp up. But at the end of the day, that $5K a month works out to about $160 an hour, roughly $160 to $200 an hour. And that rate is in line with the same kind of rates that companies are spending on talent, C-level talent, for like a chief marketing officer or a chief financial officer. And it varies, of course, but, you know, a chief marketing officer, the median salary range is like $260,000 US a year. And that's about where we position that, like $160 an hour. Is approximately that, I believe. Sorry, I'm maybe butchering my math on that, but I know that that was one of the reasons why we positioned the offer and the price point at what we did. And that's not working full time. Like, that's working about a sixth of a regular 40-hour work week type thing. And we choose to only have up to four clients at a time, and sometimes less than that, because we know the workload that it's going to take for certain people and companies that we're working with, because there's just a lot of moving parts. There's team members, there's e-commerce, there's, you know, digital marketing, there's content to create, there's all of these different moving pieces. So, you know, we kind of feel it out as we go. But then ultimately at the end of 90 days, we renegotiate that rate and either keep it the same and continue on if it makes sense. There's varying reasons why that would be. In some cases, we drop that rate, but then we get a profit share or an equity position. We have skin in the game. Because at the end of the day, what I desire is to work with people that I'm so aligned with that I wake up fired up to help them see their vision through. And naturally, money is always still one of those drivers. So if I can put in more energy and effort into something and know that I'll be rewarded exponentially, not just at an hourly rate, because that doesn't motivate me. I don't even care about the $160 an hour. When it's a beautiful day and the waves are good, I want to go surfing. I don't want to make $160 an hour. I want to go surfing. And quite frankly, that's what I want to be doing now too. I don't, and not just surfing, but I don't want to work 40-hour work weeks. Like, I have no interest in working 40-hour work weeks. So we negotiate and we work on deals like that, but they work out because they become no-brainers, because we become friends with those people. We align on visions. We see that we're truly going to be better together. And that if we can be incentivized to think about that thing that we can do to accelerate something or to be taking action on something in a timely manner that needs attention in a short time span, that's how you do it. You incentivize the people that you're working with to be able to grow with you. Not, you know, like the obvious example, and you see memes and stuff about this is, you know, the employees work hard to be able to get a bonus. And the owner bought a freaking Ferrari. And he says, keep going. You know, next year, maybe we can double your bonus and I'll go buy 3 Ferraris. It's like, how does that work? You know, how does that work exactly? Now, obviously it works in the way that I described a second ago, which is you should be, I believe that everybody should be compensated for the value that they bring in the world. And it doesn't have to just be monetary. It can be in supporting someone to be able to dive deep into their childhood trauma and face those inner demons, that dark passenger of the soul, to be able to see clearly in front of them why they've been the person that they've been to date and how they're showing up, and then choosing to recognize it, seeing the gift in it, and then choosing to follow a more aligned, guided path. A path that is more aligned with their vision and their higher self. It can be that. There's not a monetary value to that, but it can be argued that it's even more valuable. And I believe, again, that everybody should be compensated with energy, which is money, fairly based on what they contribute, what they bring to the table, what they create. And the only way we create is if we get in an environment that allows us to thrive as a creative, as a creator. And actually, I didn't even do this on purpose, but there's a reason why I got this shirt on right now in that moment. I am the conscious creator of my reality, and so are you. Anybody that's watching this or listening to this, or consuming it on my podcast later, or watching it on my YouTube channel, or seeing it on a chopped up clip that I'm gonna end up putting on some future platform that doesn't exist yet. Because it's the truth. And that's what this whole live stream stuff for me is all about right now, is I say this stuff out loud to myself and I journal it, and my wife gets to hear about it a lot, and a couple people that are in my inner circle currently hear about it and they get fired up, and then we move in that direction to be able to support each other, like Mike as an example. A year ago, Mike was in a position where he just was not feeling good about where he was in his life. He had on the surface everything that a person would think would make you happy, right? Beautiful wife, loving wife, couple of cool kids, house, fun job, couple businesses on the side, and he just wasn't feeling it. And he just knew that he had to move in a different direction. And of course, he was also facing a bunch of physical challenges that he was looking for alternative ways to be able to go about it, because with Lyme disease, which is what he got, there was no drug for it. There was no proven method to be able to fight this. So he started diving deep into breath work and meditation and plant medicine and journaling and all of these things. And then when we connected and we started aligning on things on just a personal level, meeting in the neighborhood and walking our kids and having some things in common and having great conversations. And the first time that we really hung out was we went and played tennis. And he reminded me this recently, that I was talking about the fact that we were going to move to Costa Rica. And I know he really leaned in on that. He was like, whoa, let's talk about that. I like that. That's what I want to do too. And that's what kind of unlocked things for me to be able to say, well, this is what I do. And I hear you saying this, which to me, I want to support you to share your voice, to share your truth, to show up and share what you've learned and what you know to be true, your beliefs and how they've shifted. And that turned into a podcast, which now Mike has his own podcast, the Conscious Creator Podcast. And as we've got really focused on the extremely conscious man movements, some of that for him and for me has taken a bit of a back seat, right? We go through these waves, these seasons. So he hasn't published as many podcasts, but he did do 4 recently, and they're super impactful interviews. I haven't even heard them yet, but he described them to me and I was like, oh damn, man, I gotta listen to that. One was with his brother, one was with a gal that we both got introduced to. I got introduced by my wife, and then I think I introduced Mike to her. Her name's Kelly. She runs a clinic, I guess you would call it, in Kelowna, where she has a sauna and a cold plunge, and she does colonics there as well. But she just recently shared her story about how she was a nurse in the Kelowna hospital. And when she chose to not get the, you know what, she ultimately got fired. And it was highly traumatic for her. And it still is to this day. And she just recently was brave enough to be able to say it out loud. But she also moved confidently in the direction of her true passion, which was to open up this place. And the gift in that, and this is one of the things that I mentioned to Kelly the first time I talked to her, was, this sucks. There's no way to be able to reverse what has happened to get you to here. It's not fair. It seems insane. What is going on? The world's gone nuts. But there's a gift here. There is something in this for you. And at that time, she was already kind of moving in this direction, but she was still a little hesitant to kind of speak her truth out loud. But man, here's what it created, right? She's now got her own business. She's doing things by her terms. It doesn't mean she doesn't have challenges and you know, is trying to build profitability in a business, but it's aligned now. And she has the opportunity now to create abundance, true abundance. Not just fulfillment in your job where you feel good because you got a good job and you make good money and yeah, I'll do this for 30 years. It's not the worst. It's like true abundance. Unlimited growth possibilities. And that's what I want to see for everybody. And I know that people that are at a certain stage where they're already growing, but they've hit that point where they're like, man, I don't know how to get to this next level. I don't want to hire somebody full-time and put them in a seat of like a C-level marketing position or give up equity to somebody that I'm hiring from the outside. But I know I can't keep grinding and doing this all myself or hiring people and firing them because I'm a micromanager. And That's where this fractional model comes in, because you don't have to hire the C-suite. You're going to still pay the same rate, but not on a full-time basis. And you don't have to feel like you have to constantly keep eyes on everything because you can't trust your people, because now you got me and my wife combined with 40 years experience in this space, not just doing marketing, but doing marketing and sales and true transformation of the people that we've worked with and ourselves. Because that's the other thing, is that we are so confident in what we do because we've been through the grinder and we've leaned in to doing this work, and we continue to. It's not perfect. And every day is an opportunity to lean in a little bit more. But this is what I bring to the table in the inner circle. So it was kind of twofold, this live here. One, I knew I wanted to talk about, what is it that you actually do, Trevor? And then that way my family will know. But even I could think of, you know, running into somebody on the street and having them go, what do you do exactly? And then me explaining and them going, geez, I'm really curious about that. Like, can I buy a drink and we can dive deeper into that? I can say, I'll do you one better, actually, because I got to run and go take my kids in the ocean. I'll just send you this podcast that I recorded that explains exactly what I do, how I do it, and how I created it. And then you'll be able to see the possibilities that will open up if we're aligned. If we're not, well, you may have just learned something then. But that's the part that I love about this, is that I'm literally the example of what it is that I'm doing with the people that I serve. With these live streams, I show up here, no script, couple of notes, I have an idea of what I think I want to talk about, and then I just let my intuition guide me. And whatever comes out, comes out. And if I flub something up, I say the wrong word, or maybe I swear and I don't want that on YouTube or whatever, I just chop it out. Chop it out of the video, and I upload the pieces that I want. But this is true, authentic, heart-centered content, because I'm speaking from a place of confidence, but also humility in saying, I don't got it all figured out, but I'm sure damn committed to leaning in and to supporting others to do the same, because I know the gift that it's given me. And it's taken many shapes and forms, but one of them is obviously that we get to live here in Costa Rica. But it didn't just happen. I had to find my guides, I had to trust, and then I had to surrender and get out of the way of my own damn stubbornness when somebody else had been down a path that I desire to go down. This is why people invest in mentors and coaches. It's to shortcut all of the stumbles, knowing that we can't eliminate them all, because that's part of the process. It's the journey. You can't eliminate all that stuff. But when you think you're going insane and you're not sure what decision to make, and somebody can come in and go, oh yeah, I've been here before, so here's what I did in the past, this is what's changed in the world, this is how we can test this to mitigate our risks, let's move in this direction, what do you think? Now you can move forward with confidence. And know that 90% of the game is just showing up and not quitting right before you're about to dig up that gold. That's what I got today. So, yeah, anybody that might happen to see this that's now maybe curious about what we're doing with the Extremely Conscious Man Inner Circle, which we are starting. The plan right now is to do a kickoff call on the 15th, and then to spend the next 2 weeks of July, or January rather, just doing some onboarding and just getting everybody aligned on exactly, like, what do you want to create coming into this? How can we be of service to you? What gifts can you bring to the table? Just getting everybody kind of sorted and ready to go so we can begin on February 1st. If any of this resonated with you and you'd like to be able to have me in your inner circle, as well as you in mine, then you can go to extremelyconscious.com/innercircle. You're going to find a bunch of information on there. And I also invite you to dive around the site a bit too. Go to the homepage. There's a bunch of other stuff there, including a manifesto And there's some information in there about the 12 pillars of wealth that we'll be all leaning into as we begin the journey together. And then, of course, there's information in there about the experience that we've created and set up that we're going to be doing here in Costa Rica at the end of April. And that's got more information that's being added to it every single day or every week or so. And of course, we're just getting out. I'm getting out and exploring things and finding other things that we can add to the agenda. But yeah, I encourage you to go and check that out or just reach out to me directly. If what you heard here today inspired you to say, okay, I know I've been on the fence on going all in on myself, but F it, I'm in. Let's do this thing. This was just another opportunity for me to say, hell yeah, do it. At least take the next step and go and look at the page and or reach out to me and let's have a conversation. Because we're going to create some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful things here in the coming months and years. And I'm looking forward to the people that will show up in my world because I'm ready to show up for them. Have a good night. We'll see ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Trevor Turnbull Show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please consider subscribing on my YouTube channel as well as on your favorite podcast platform. So until next time, remember, today is a beautiful day of opportunity. Trust that you are exactly where you're supposed to be. So be grateful, be curious, and be brave.